Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Leilui Nishmas Gittel Bas Horav Eliezer Manoyach, and as a schusser for Shleima, for Zev Aaron Ben Tzipoira, Malia Bas Altisora, and Rivka Rafaela, Bas Leo. There's a phrase that we recite regularly as we bench, as we say Birchas Hamozin. V'no'al tatzricheinu Hashem Elikeinu. Please do not make us come to need Hashem Elikeinu. Lo'idei matnas bosov adom, not to gifts from a human being, v'lo'idei halvo'osom, not even to have to borrow from anyone. Ki'im, except me, we should receive everything. Miyodcho hamleo hapsucho hakdoisho v'orchovo. From your open, broadly open, generous, kind hand that you give us directly, and with and birchovo, with breadth, with so much, with abundance. Shalei nevoish v'loi nikolim lo'ilom voed. And we should not be embarrassed. And nikolim, that not feel this embarrassment in our neshama forever and ever, even to the Olam HaEmes. The Alter from Slabodka explains what this means. He says, the Tzelem Elokim inside a person, the neshama, that Tzelem Elokim we're creating in the image of Hashem, has such greatness, has such is so elevated that it's so sensitive to any type of embarrassment. And therefore we say, we shouldn't need matnas bosodom. To take an adov or to take a handout is so embarrassing to the godless or odom. Ve'loli dehavosom, even to have to borrow, I'm not self-sufficient, I have to borrow. But he says more, that even if I don't feel, it says, kiyim liyodcho amleo apsucho akdosho v'orchova, I have to only want. The only thing that will prevent me from such eternal embarrassment, well, if I receive it from your open and broad and generous and giving hand, sounds like that if a person has to come on to gifts, or if a person has to borrow, or even if a person doesn't feel the shefa and the rachvus that Hashem is giving him abundantly and generously from his broad, open, wide open hand, directly, caringly, lovingly, kindly to him, then that's also busha uchlima le'olam voed. And the Alter points out, it's an embarrassment that's eternal. It creates even a damage in my neshama, because the Tzelem Elokim was in some way belittled because it didn't feel, it didn't receive, or it didn't feel it was receiving from Hashem with that breitkeit, with that largesse that a great human being feels that he should be getting, and therefore this created some diminution, some putting down in his great lofty neshama, something which leads to which leaves him with an embarrassment in this world and the next. And he says, even if it's not conscious, but subconsciously, damage has been done. Now, I thought that this could be very relevant to our approaching Hashem to respond to our Midas HaBitochen. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kapitel Chofei, I believe, Elokai b'cho botachti alei voisho, Al yaltzu oyvayli. My God, I trusted in you. Do not let me be embarrassed. Do not let my enemies rejoice about that, my downfall. Now, when we think about that, well, what am I being embarrassed? Well, I trusted Hashem, and it didn't come through, so it's an No, it's much more than that. When I trust Hashem, and I don't feel he responds, it's a devastating blow on my godless ha'odom, on my tzelem elokim. I didn't feel that I got miyodei hamleo hapsucha k'toysha v'horchovo, and memela it's busho chlimo le'olam voed. It affects my neshoma in a negative way and blemishes it in a blemish which I carry with me, according to what the Alter says, for eternity. If that's the case, then when I stand and I ask Hashem, Elikai b'chobo tachti alevoisho, I can do it with so much more passion, with so much more feeling, with so much more kavona, because I'm asking him, Hashem, if you don't respond to my bitochen, the busha that I'm going to suffer is eternal. Even if I don't feel it fully now, it leaves an indelible imprint on my neshoma. Elikai b'chobo tachti, I trusted in you, alevoisho. Sure, don't let me go through this embarrassment, which is a tremendous embarrassment to my godless odom, to my tzelem Elohim, because I didn't feel miyodoi hamleo hapsucho akdoisho v'orchovo. And the truth of the matter is, we say this every day, even though we don't say that kapitel, because we say it al hatzadikim, al chasidim, yehemu rachamecho Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem should arouse his rachamim on all the righteous people who are considered trusting Hashem. The saint Socher Tov L'chol Abeitchem B'Shimcha B'Emes, and give great reward to those who trust in you in truth, with the true trust, with the real trust, with the highest level of trust. B'Shimchel Keinu Imohem. And put our chelek, which is not necessarily the highest level of trust, together with them, lo'ilom, forever, ve'loi nevoish kivachobo tochno. And we shouldn't be embarrassed. We ask Hashem every day, in Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day, every weekday, ve'loi nevoish kivachobo tochno. Please, v'sein simchel keinu imoyim, even with the real Baal HaBitochen, even if we're not from the highest level of Baal HaBitochen, but le nevoish, because when Hashem does not respond, miyodoi hamleo hapsucho hakdoisho v'horchovo, with the fullest generosity and largesse, and to feel that I'm just getting it from his open, handed, gracious willingness to give and give and give and give, I'm embarrassed. It affects my tzelem Elokim, and it's loy nevoish kibuchobo tochno. And the truth of the matter is that we really can focus on the same idea every day, three times a day, actually, when we say Ashrei. In Ashrei, we say, Poiseach es yodecho, you open your hand. Open your hand. That's yodoi hamleo hapsucho. You open your hand, umasbia, and you satiate, that's miyodo harachoba, you satiate lechol chai rotzein, every living creature according to his own desire. So again, we ask Hashem, please, poiseach es yodecho, open your hand and satisfy us according to all of our desires. And we think, if you do not open your hand, with rachvus, with a yodoi hamleo hapsucho v'horchovo, and you're not masbia l'chol chai rotzoim. What a busha. How much pain, how much psychological pain, how much internal pain, how much subconscious pain, how much devastating pain that will damage not only our neshoma in this world, but will damage our neshoma permanently. It'll be busha uchlimo le'oilom voed. Busha uchlimo le'oilom voed. The magnitude of that is mind-boggling. And the truth of the matter is that one of the strong sources of chizuk in the Midas HaBitochen is the fact that, wow, it's going to be a busha. We trust Hashem. People know we trust Hashem. Even we ourselves know we trust Hashem, and we were disappointed. And we have to turn to Hashem and ask him that trust that we put in him, we need what we're trusting him for, we want what we're trusting him for. But besides all that, we will be shattered forever and ever. Not even temporarily. You'll get over it. Today you didn't get what you needed. You'll get it tomorrow. You'll get it the next day. You'll get it the next week. That we may get over. But the busha uchlimo le'oilom vo'ed, that's something that remains with its damaging impact for posterity. And that should really give us a different sense of urgency in the tefillah that Hashem should be mekabel our bitochon and should not embarrass us. And an urgency in what we say every day, which the Meforshim tell us is a school of a parnosa, poiseach es yodecho, you open your hand, yodcho hamleo hapsucho, umasbia orchovo, L'chol chai rotzoi, everyone according to his will. And we hope to Hashem that he won't allow us to be embarrassed and we won't be disappointed that we weren't zeiche to see the Yodoi Hamleo HaPsucho HaKadosh HaVolchov. Especially as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the Midas HaBitochen is really very, very critical. We stand in front of Hashem in Din, and we know that, as we've mentioned here many times, there are actually two kitos, two groups. There's Hinei Ein Hashem El Yireyov. This is the Yotze Lechad Limlan Rosh Hashanah, when Hashem judges the world. And there's the Lamiachalim Lechastoi, the Yirei Hashem, the God-fearing people, and those that await His chesed. And each one of those groups, independently, individually, receives Lahatzul Mimovis Napshom Alachayu Sombarov, prevents us from death, sustains us in times of hunger. And we turn to Hashem and we say, even if we're not worthy, im kibonim, im ka'avodim, the Marsha says that Sovinu Malkeinu, Hayom Harasoilim, Hayom Yabu Mamishpot, it's the day of judgment, im kibonim, im ka'avodim, im kibonim, rachameinu kirachem ova bonim, if we deserve to be treated like bonim, v'im ka'avodim, but if we're not worthy to be considered good sons to treat us properly, we're trusting you, we're putting our bitochen in you, our eyes are riveted on you until you're going to respond. And we think to ourselves and we ask Hashem, we're relying on you, we're counting on you, we may not even have the schusim for the Yom Adin, but we're relying on your chesed. And what a devastating busha. A din against us will not just be a din for now and for this world, and not even just for the extent of this life, but according to what the Alter says, the busha that the neshama will feel will be eternal. If we stand in front of Hashem and beg Him and beseech Him with that nusach, with that formula that we feel, please spare us this bushu chlim aloylam void, certainly has a major impact on motivating and activating our heart, and the feeling in the tefillah can be much more active. And Bez Hashem, according to the passion of the tefillah, the avodah shebelev, Hashem will and Hashem should hear all of our tefillahs. May we be zoicha to loy nevo ishki b'chobotochnu.